InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, June 24th, 2024. I'm your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting and broadcasting worldwide. All right, Kim.com, very iconic, very smart character. You know, goes way back with Elon Musk and everybody else in big tech. He is really informative, and I've always been a big fan of his political views and ideas. We had a chance to talk yesterday. He is finally going to come on the show, which is something on my bucket list. So look for that coming up in the second hour. And if he likes how it's going, maybe into the third hour, or if not, we'll take calls after he leaves us. All hell's breaking loose, as usual, and we'll be going over it, well, a lot of it here in the first hour. We'll cover a lot of the news here in the first hour, and then we will segue into World War III news in the second hour, and then more in the third hour. But this is just insane. We have five ATACMS ballistic missiles, that they're called, that are heavy missiles, huge, rain cluster bombs down on Russian-controlled areas of Crimea, killing babies, women, children, you name it. And Russia is now vowing revenge, which is not a good idea. That's why they did this, why they targeted civilians. But the Russians have to respond, or the Russian population will remove Putin, who's very popular, but seen as not being hardcore enough. So unlike here in the U.S., where Biden had to steal an election, is not popular, no one denies that Putin's got like an 85% approval rating. And if Putin gets removed, we're going to be dealing with people a lot more aggressive. So this is a big deal. The United States is now supplying ballistic missiles, high-tech versions of the Scud missile, basically. They go up and they go down in a big arc like a mortar, not a cruise missile that flies around the ground. Raining cluster bombs down, and that's illegal under international law to drop cluster bombs on civilian populations. Hell, it's illegal in most countries to drop it on troops. But they didn't care. They directed it in on a beach and other areas in Crimea and Sebastopol that's been part of Russia since the start of Russia. So this is escalating very, very, very quickly. Then in other news, the crime wave in Europe by the third world population they brought in is incredible. The numbers are out in Germany, Spain, France. Over half the crime committed in Europe in these countries is committed by the illegal aliens. Well, they're almost all military-age men that come there to loot and kill. So that's really important. We have a lot of Orwellian news of where the globalists are going and what they want to establish. Coming up as well today. They're setting up thought police around the world. They actually call them thought police. You can't make this up. It's all coming up today. We have a giant broadcast lined up for you. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please remember, you're the real power of the broadcast. Tell everyone you know and those you don't know. Tune in now at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and on radio stations all over the country.
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support.
The InfoWar. Go to InfoWarStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
News today.
Is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist! The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalist. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us, they're surveilling us, they're censoring us, they're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not gonna roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God Satan is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Fashion artillery.
Monday, June 24th, 2024.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Days, 12 hours, 48 minutes, 43 seconds. The most important election in world history. And humanity is way out in front with the lead. But the forces of the New World Order aren't going to give up so easy and will be striking back with false flag terror attacks. You can bet your bottom dollar. Well, did we not in the last 30 years call the New World Order plan from their own documents? Are we not vindicated? Are we not the broadcast feared by tyrants, loved by patriots? And all of that was God working through myself and the crew and the listeners and supporters. But we're in a very strong position around the world. Every globalist policy out there, from carbon taxes to transgenderism to open borders, is in deep trouble. We have the initiative. We're winning the arm wrestling match right now. It is ours to lose. That said, our enemies are pulling out the stops at every level. Kim.com, the iconic tech entrepreneur, very intelligent, very reclusive, very informative when he does speak, is going to be joining us in the second hour in 48 minutes from now. So really looking forward to that. That was a big thing on my bucket list to get him on the show. We finally talked last night, and that's going to be happening coming up from New Zealand. We'll hit all the World War III news then, because that's what we're going to be focusing on. That's the big front and center news. But just look at the mind control news in front of me. It doesn't matter whether you're in Germany or Australia or Canada or the blue cities in the U.S. It's the same globalist operation. New Quebec curriculum will mandate second graders learn about gender identity and LGBTQIAAPS2S content. Grooming. That dovetails with UK PM proposes disabling driving licenses and financial services for youth avoiding the national draft. Ah, see what that's all about, the Casual Society? Australia introduces controversial mind control ministry aimed at controlling and changing men's behavior. And that ties into DOJ is now indicted and targets whistleblower over secret child gender procedures that are illegal that the doctor exposed. Young doctor in his residency. As soon as he finished his residency, he was officially a doctor. He went public, and they're coming after him criminally. And let's just say he's a patriot. We've talked to him, but we're going to wait till he has his jury trial in federal court until he comes on the broadcast. Talk to him this morning. So all of this ties together, what we're dealing with, what we're facing. We're going to be getting to that today and so much more. But first, I want to go back to something, because I know a lot of folks tune into the Sinai Show, but it's got half the viewers and listeners this one does. You know, I started doing that show 16 years ago, about halfway into my career, because so many radio stations didn't want to pick up the Alex Jones Show weekdays. They would say, well, let's just, can you do a weekend show to give us a taste? And I can't tell you, most of our hundreds of affiliates came from the Sunday show, where they would put the show on for a while, get great ratings, get great feedback, and put us on weekdays. But I've continued on to do it, but it's got about half the audience on average of the weekday transmission. Statistically, the biggest show for a reason is Wednesdays are our biggest show. Middle of the week, that's the biggest broadcast of the week. But so I kind of want to repeat some of this because it's a big deal. And quite frankly, really, it has nothing to do with the fact that we have half the audience on Sunday. I should be talking about this every day for hours because the pre-programming, the preparation, 100% tells you what they're going to do. Just like if you're a football coach and you see the other team's formation, you can tell they're going to run it, they're going to pass it. You know what's going on. And so they have been all, the globalists have been all over the controlled news saying imminent white supremacist Trump supporter attacks. They're hiding in the woods. They're training. They're going to get us. Every major channel saying it constantly. There's going to be blood. Trump's going to be a dictator. You've heard it, you've seen it, along with all the movies and TV shows and, you know, production in the fiction realm to kind of bolster and buttress and amplify that BS. So now Maxine Waters has emerged again and said, oh, there's going to be blood in the streets one way or the other. Now, not the mostly peaceful demonstrations where they burn down half the country. No, she has no evidence of this, but she says there will be blood in the streets because of Trump, whether he wins or not. So she just said a few weeks ago, I've had the briefings, and the FBI needs to tell you the Trump supporters are training in the woods to kill black people. So think Governor Whitmer fake kidnapping plot 10.0. So they've got wound up crazy white supremacists ready to go and ready to kill a bunch of black people, and you can just sit back and see it. What are they going to do? 60% of Hispanics are now supporting Trump. Upwards of 50% of blacks are now supporting, depending on the demographic. They are in full panic mode, so what do? Well, you wind up some crazies, or you stage it yourself, and you kill a bunch of black people. Think Jesse Smollett, but for real. Very simple. That's what they're doing. What do we do about it is the bigger question. Here she is.
How concerned are you, Congresswoman, about your safety if Donald Trump is reelected?
Well, I'm very concerned, not only about my safety and not only about the safety of members of Congress. I'm concerned about the safety of so many people in this country, particularly people of color. Trump has said that if he does not win, it's going to be fraud. And because it's going to be fraud, there's going to be blood in the streets. He threatens about a civil war, and he threatens there's going to be violence. So I say all of this talk is motivational with many of those who are racist, who are sitting at home listening to him, and they're taking him up on his threats even before the elections take place. And so it's about thousands, maybe millions of people, you know, being threatened and being at risk because of Donald Trump and his desire to wreak revenge on anything and everybody.
But that's exactly what the left's doing, getting rid of our border, cutting off our energy, brainwashing our children, shipping in fentanyl. No, they're carrying out their revenge against the people. So something big happened with the Supreme Court ruling that just came out today. And I'm not a lawyer, but I told you a month ago when the ruling came down, a little less than a month ago in New York, in the criminal trial, the Stormy Daniels show trial, that the judge gave instructions to the jury that they don't have to be unanimous on the crimes, just agree that some crime was committed. Now, I called a bunch of lawyers after I read that and gave my opinion that you've got to be unanimous on each criminal charge. Because I research the news, I've been in trials, I know how it works. The lawyers are all like, no, that's 100%. Well, now the Supreme Court has ruled on another case, because Democrat judges are doing this, because they let criminals out of jail that are caught red-handed, or they let them off, but if you're a patriot, they'll throw the book at you for even defending yourself. So now the Supreme Court has ruled that juries must be unanimous on each criminal count. Trump's jury was not unanimous, writes Jack Posobiec in its findings, 444, on the underlying crime. This means conviction was directly unconstitutional and must be overturned. In a 6-3 decision issued today, the Supreme Court ruled that a jury must be unanimous in its findings of criminal convictions, and two, sentencing enhancements cannot be arbitrarily implemented by judicial fiat. And here is the actual ruling from the Supreme Court of the United States. They're on screen for you. So, they knew what they were doing was illegal. They knew what they were doing was a total fraud. But they didn't care. The judge said, you don't all have to agree unanimously on each criminal charge. Just in general, if you think he did one of these things, you pool all that together, and then you find him guilty. That's not what the law says on his face. So we didn't really need the Supreme Court to say this, but they just did on another case. So this is the crazy town we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute, total, and complete crazy town. And pull up the clip of Judge Judy I played yesterday. She got asked and she said, you know, you have to tie yourself into a pretzel just to find the crime that Trump supposedly did, then much less was he guilty. And it's from a convicted liar who admits he was stealing money from Trump. So let's go ahead and roll that clip.
I would be happier as someone who owns property in Manhattan if the district attorney of New York County would take care of criminals who are making it impossible for citizens to walk in the streets and use the subway, to use his efforts to keep those people off the street, than to spend $5 million or $10 million of taxpayers' money trying Donald Trump on this nonsense. That's my view. But I, as a taxpayer in this country, resent using the system for your own personal self-aggrandizement. Now, if you didn't know...
And that's what you think the DA did in Manhattan?
That's what I think. I mean, if you look... He had to twist yourself into a pretzel to figure out what the crime was. He doesn't like him. New York City didn't like him for a while.
Trump. What do you think of Donald Trump?
What do I think of him? I think he was a good businessman, a real estate guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was certainly terrific on The Apprentice.
Now, I want to be completely clear, 100% clear on this. I believe the globalists, if they can get away with it, will still stage some false flags. Power outages, cyber attacks, God knows what they'll do. They're trying to expand a war into full thermonuclear war as a political distraction because everything they've done is backfired and is killing the dollar. That said, though, I've seen a shift the last few weeks in corporate media, enemy of the people media, that, okay, this is what we're going to do when Trump wins. And how they're going to obstruct and how they're going to riot and how they're going to block and how they're going to sue and what they're going to do. So they're already shifting to him winning in 133 days. And they normally telegraph exactly what they're going to do. Like they said on PBS and CNN months before the election. Don't worry, said Bloomberg. It'll look like a red wave. It's a red mirage. We'll have as many ballots as we need once the ballot boxes close, once the polls close. We will have whatever we need to beat Trump. And then they did that. So they tell their minions what they're going to do. And right now they're saying, okay, Trump's going to win. Now we're going to see Thursday night. And I'll be here with Owen Schroyer and Harrison and Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser and a bunch of other special guests. We'll do an hour before the debate. And then we'll have limited comments during the debate. We'll do an hour after Thursday night. So mark your calendars. That's only in 3 days from now. We're going to be covering it all live. This is going to be spectacular. Biden has demanded that he be able to sit. They've got a CNN moderator. I mean, Trump's walking into a trap. You know that. But he's still going to clean his clock. And you know, I've got another video we'll get to later, but Trump said he can fall off the stage, Trump complains. He's called cognitively impaired. Over. One word, but Biden can run into walls and it's fine. Let's go ahead and play a clip of the rats leaving the sinking ship. This is Bill Maher and Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, who's also a former prosecutor, saying this is terrible what was done to Trump. It's wrong. They're not doing that because they like America or like Trump. They're doing it because we are beyond a landslide. We are at a global political realignment. Populists, conservatives, nationalists, Christians are being elected everywhere. The New World Order is done if they don't overturn the entire political chessboard with a giant war or a huge cyber attack that cuts the power off. I mean, and if you think they won't do that, if they think that they can get away with it, think again. So I'll guarantee you up at the big councils of the CIA and the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, and in MI6, they're a big part of it. They're debating whether to do false flags. They're debating whether to do a cyber attack. They're debating whether to – they've already escalated with Russia, trying to get Russia to get more aggressive so NATO has a pretext to go to full war. They've got the national draft set up and ready everywhere. So they're sitting there looking at their cards in their hand there They're looking at the people of the world saying, will they put up with this? They've already tried their bird flu. They've already tried all the rest of the stuff that's not working. People aren't buying it. They're not getting into the hysteria. They're not following the orders. They're not lining up and doing it. They got all their fake PCR tests. They're slaughtering cows all over the country and chickens. And so everything they're gauging, everything they're test ballooning isn't working. So do they just pull back and then crash the economy and blame Trump? Trump has said that's what he's mainly worried about. I think Trump's right. We've still got to have massive turnout. We've still got to realize they could pull a side move on us when we zig, they zag. I'd say 40% chance they stage massive cyber attacks, terror attacks, and go to full martial law. But I think we've gone to 60% chance. They're still considering, though. They're still gauging. Something might change. Letting Trump get in, because they can't stop a landslide like this, it's too obvious, and then tanking the economy. I mean, I think that's where we're at right now. And again, they haven't made their decisions either. So I'm trying to gauge them and their propaganda, but they're very desperate right now. And all their minions, not just Cuomo and not just Bill Maher, I mean, almost all of them, I mean, they've got all the people that were in Fauci's group running around, oh, we never made you wear a mask. We never said take the shots. By the way, it's mainstream prestigious studies out of South Korea and out of Germany that the shots cause Alzheimer's and infertility. I mean, that's a huge other insane stack. I mean, this is wild stuff. Here's a clip of Cuomo.
The trial in New York, the one he got convicted for, was the greatest fundraising bonanza ever. He was lagging behind Biden, and now he's pulled quite a bit ahead. That trial was the greatest reason people had to send their checks for $5, $10, $25, whatever dollars to Donald Trump. So I was always with you on the one in New York, the hush money trial. I don't think they should have brought that one. It was just always going to look like a sex case, and people were always just going to look at it that way. So anyway,
that case, the attorney general's case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And if his name was not Donald Trump and if he wasn't running for president, I'm the former AG in New York, I'm telling you that case would have never been brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be, because if there's anything left, it's belief in the justice system.
So they pulled it. It didn't work. Now they're acting like they weren't for it. Just remember who these people are. Not out of some vindictiveness, we're not going to go after them, but just don't ever listen to a damn thing they ever say again. That's their punishment, is abstention. Their punishment is purgatory. We're going to shun these people. We'll be right back. Huge news straight ahead. Stay with us. Kim.com coming up. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I don't know why mainstream media is not talking about the most important economic development on global finance in our lifetime.
So you're saying right now the break's happening?
Yeah, right now. So it's happening as we speak. So look at that video that's on the screen. Those are after Putin said, I'm taking the U.S. dollar, and we're not going to allow it to be exchanged on currency exchanges. We're not going to allow it to be used in financial transactions anymore. There's lines of people for blocks and blocks and blocks trying to get into the banks in Russia, pull out their money, because they think that these economic sanctions are going to destroy the ruble, which they're probably right. Right? They're absolutely probably right. But here's Putin's calculated move. said, okay, it's more important to me to kill the U.S. dollar than anything else. So what happened when he did that? The Russian stock market down 15% in one day. Rosbank, one of the larger banks in Russia, basically closed its doors. They ran out of money. People cannot get money out of the banks. They're running out of capital. And so what Putin did, and this is where is it calculated? Is it evil? Is it smart? I don't know, but he's willing to hurt his own people temporarily to destroy the U.S. dollar. I mean, what a calculated move that could blow up in his face, or it could make the BRICS nations extremely powerful down the road. I would say it's the latter. I think the ruble might get hurt really, really hard. The stock market in Russia is going to get hit really, really hard. But if now, when you couple no more U.S. dollars in Russia with Saudi Arabia's deal of no more U.S. dollars for oil, well, they just killed the petrodollar. They killed the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And I think that this is going to spread through the rest of the BRICS nations.
You'll probably, in this crazy market, actually make money, but I think it's clear to say you'll at least meet inflation instead of losing money and everything else. You need to get silver. That's the big thing. Get some gold as well. But Kirk's absolutely right. Silver is the thing that's got the most room to grow, and it is growing the most. 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold. And they know that we sent you when you go to /gold, so be sure and do that. Dr. Kirk Elliott, God bless you, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you, Alex. We'll talk real soon.
God bless.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/gold.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Not out of hubris, not out of arrogance, not out of pride, but out of satisfaction and commitment that we're kicking New World Order ass together. We are the tip of the spear. This broadcast, our audience of activists, people are listening all over the world. Government agencies are listening. World leaders are listening. Top billionaires are listening. And people know we're serious and we know what we're talking about. And that we've exposed that the globalist plan is a betrayal of humanity, a post-industrial world, a nightmare, endless war, hellscape. And so our job is easy. Expose it for decades before they launch it. When they launch it, we're not caught flat-footed, and people are like, whoa, this is incredible. And it is. And that's why they want us off the air so incredibly bad, ladies and gentlemen. Because 30 years ago, I started InfoWars 27 years ago, but I'm on air 30, nobody knew what InfoWar was. Well, I was researching it and being advised by former patriots, they were current patriots, but former intelligence officers, that said, what you do is InfoWar, Vic Freeland, Air Force Intelligence. Let's see if InfoWar is available. He goes, oh, that's not available, but InfoWars is. And he sat there with my credit card and bought it for $9 at his house in central Austin. He was the deputy fire chief at the time. Great guy. Lives out in Bastrop right now. Oh, come on. He says he's too old. I guess he was 60 years old, 27, 28 years ago. So I guess, yeah, what a great guy, though. I just reminisce about all the patriots I've gotten to know. So I remember when the feds were coming after me in the Democrat Party lawsuits, they were always in the depositions. Who gave you InfoWars? Who gave you the name? Who's advising you? Who's in control? Who's in command? Who's your controller? Is it the Mercers? Is it that? I'm like, they have finally got all our books, and it's like, it's just listeners buying product, and it's us here on air, and we just study this stuff. And now what we talked about 20, 30 years ago is mainstream news. So that's my frustration, is that this is all available information. Everybody can know what I know. This is not secret stuff. This is hidden in plain view. Sure, I told you 25, 28 years ago about Satanists and the government and pedophilia. That's because there was evidence of it. And I had former top generals and former top FBI giving me evidence of it. And so, again, that's why I've been so accurate, is that I literally was able to interface with the last wave of people who were at conferences and writing underground books who knew way more than I've ever known. But I was there and I had a popular show. So they fed me the information. And over the years, I learned about it and learned more and more. But the teacher appears when the student is ready. But as Aristotle said, I know that I know nothing. These people think they know everything. They truly know nothing. Those that learn a lot learn that compared to all the information in the universe, you do know nothing. But compared to those that think they know everything, you know everything. So that's where we are. And I just want to remind people about how far we've come and how epic this journey's been, and how the New World Order is in so much trouble right now. They've still got the central banks. They've still got BlackRock. They're still squeezing the public and trying to bankrupt people and trying to implode the third world and use them as a weapon system against us with replacement migration. But at least we're not taking it lying down, and we're starting to win. So please support InfoWars. The products are amazing. They're on sale right now. Summer kickoff, super sale. 40% off on the best-selling products from Ultra 12 to Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade, to Nitric Boost, to Survival Shield X3 that's selling out. X2 finally came in. It's discounted. The amazing original X2. DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bazo Beats, that's very similar to Nitric Boost, but different formula. People ask, what works better, Bazo Beat concentrate of the chemical in beets or Nitric Boost? It's like two different things, but they both work. I mean, if I had to say, for me, Nitric Boost works better, and it's not sold as that, but it has a Viagra effect, because it's the exact same stuff that's in there. So everything you see in medicine is just a copy or a twisted version of what is in nature. We don't sell it as that, and it's not a drug. It's just all natural compounds, but it is dramatic. What it really does is clean out your blood. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then DrJonesNaturals.com. is now the sole place to get 10-hour clean energy turbo force for 43% off, to get 30 parts per million highest quality silver bullet, colloidal silver for 57% off. Even though they're going to sell out quick, it's a massive clearance sale to then decide what products to reorder and have in the future. That's my dad's company. Super high quality organic multivitamin, highest quality, 25% off, Rocket Rest, Cabbage Gel, all the nano silver products, the tooth whitening, coral calcium, and no fluoride toothpaste. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And that's a key sponsor to our operations. So if you want to support us and get great products at the same time, it's critical as a coordinate of liberty to support the war effort and get great products at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. All right. Now, I'm sure he'll be here in 20 minutes, but he's making me a little nervous. We've been sending him texts and haven't got anything back. He's supposed to be on in 20 minutes. Very excited about Kim.com coming on the show to talk about World War III. But let me just give you a prelude of what's coming up with these headlines here. Russia warns the U.S. to brace for retaliation after Kremlin blamed Washington for missile attack that killed four in Crimea. That's like saying, oh, Russia claims the West blew up Nord Stream. Later, they admitted it. Russia unveils anti-drone robot named after Disney character WALL-E. We're going to show you that video come up in a moment. Crimea sunbathers struck by deadly shrapnel from Ukraine missile, including several children dead. Russia says U.S. is responsible for deadly Ukrainian attack on Crimea. Well, I mean, the West gave them the missiles and said we're going to start striking civilian targets. It's Yahoo News. Moscow summons U.S. ambassador over civilian deaths in Sevastopol attack. Gunmen rampage through Russian churches and synagogues, kills 15 people, including 6 police. You know that's Western-sponsored. It's like the attack on the theater a few months ago in Moscow. So it's escalating quickly. What did Jack Posobiec say 4 or 5 months ago? He said they've hired as the new head of the Ukrainian military a guy that specializes in terrorism, look for terror attacks inside Russia to manipulate Russia into a response so that the West could mischaracterize that and escalate to full war with the national draft set up all over Europe, the national draft being set up here in the United States, the UK. This is absolute crazy town. And that brings us to this next key piece of intel. Big article up on Infowars.com. UK Prime Minister proposes disabling driver's license and financial services for youth avoiding national service. So that's the social credit score. And this guy, who's putting up the control grid all over his country, wants to then turn everybody's credit cards off, their bank accounts off, if they don't accept the national draft. Literal slavery to fight for the New World Order. Rishi Sunak, the British Prime Minister, recently shocked the nation with a proposal reminiscent of social credit systems in the United Kingdom. The plan suggested restricting access to essential modern conveniences like cars and financial services for youth, young individuals refusing to participate in national service. During a Thursday night national television forum, election party heads fielded audience questions on BBC-hosted program. Sunak found himself defending a novel electoral promise, the introduction of a mandatory national service for British youths if he could retain a seat. Despite bleak poll evaluation and mounting public pressure, he refused to accept the possibility of defeat. The Prime Minister utilized the case of volunteer ambulance service, that's how they started, then it's military, to illustrate potential forms of obligated volunteering. Nonetheless, the public's worrying debates have predominantly revolved around the compulsory military aspect of national service. And we went on to say that we'll have a set of sanctions and incentives, and we will look at the models that are existing in Europe to get the appropriate mix of those. There is a range of different opinions that exist, whether that's looking at driving licenses, access to finance, he said. Now, it's one thing if you think your country's just and it's in a war and you've been attacked to have conscription. And when the public thinks it's right, they get behind it. But to go fight the Russians in a war the West started covertly 10 years ago, it's cost hundreds of billions of dollars and killed over 1 million people. No, people don't want to go fight and die for the New World Order. How about King Charles right out there on his horse with his sword and he can go fight the Russians? So that's where we are in all of this, and it's a giant deal. And they mean business. So that's what they're going to do with the cashless society. I hadn't been to Barton Springs in about a year. And Saturday, I took my daughters down there. And I noticed they put in cashless paying kiosks to get into the big spring. And we got there like 9 in the morning knowing huge crowds would be there. So we got there ahead of the crowds, but barely got in, barely had parking. And I walk over to lay at the little shack where I've been going since I was a kid, to, you know, to pay the old days, 50 cents, and then a dollar, and then $5 now. And I said, so, let me guess, are they going to get rid of cash too? She says, yeah, we heard that next year. So all these towers, they're like just square metal towers that have a computer interface. I said, soon, that's all that'll be here. She said, yep. I said, don't you care about your job? Again, that's what getting rid of cash means. It's not like some innovation where we get rid of horses and have cars. It's not like some innovation we chose that works. They're bringing a cashless society. So in the future, you try to go to the Barton Springs or a park or anywhere, and they can just say no because of the social credit score. That is the plan. That is the program. That's what's going on. So the cashless society is about total control of every aspect of your life. And not just that you accept the mark, you have to then bow down to the beast and follow all of its directives and live your life the way it says, with always new changing rules, be able to do it. Yep, National Park Service sued over cashless entry at parks, historic sites across the U.S. This is an agenda. They built a Whataburger a mile from my house in Austin, where there's no human contact. They call it a digital kitchen. Of course, no one goes to it. It's very unpopular, and it's broken most of the time. I drive by it every day, and there's signs up saying, oh, we're broken right now. So why'd they do that? Because BlackRock has unlimited money out of nowhere, out of fiat. They will pay. You go to the airports now. Anywhere, small airports, big, you can't go get a human to make you a taco or a hamburger or a salad. It's all just a robot, and you type it out of some conveyor belt, some crappy food comes. But I noticed when I went to Detroit a week and a half ago, and at the Austin airport and in the Detroit airport, there was almost nobody going to the kiosk, the robot food courts. In fact, most of them were closed. And that's the good news. Just like they created the digital hellscape of the metaverse, and they put $27 billion in it, and almost no one used it. And so it was not adopted with the VR goggles and them putting us into their fantasy land. So then they just try to target elementary school kids and toddlers with them to make them do it in elementary schools and in preschools to get them habituated to use it, just like criminals selling drugs to kids on the schoolyard. That's all they've got. Yeah, put the digital kitchen thing back up. So there's a bunch of these in Austin. There's one close to my house. I drive by it every day. Whataburger debuts new digital kitchen, all the flavor with more convenience. Scroll down. And imagine you pull up to a thing, you punch into a kiosk, and it comes out of a hole in the wall, and you don't see the people. Now there are people inside. They haven't replaced them fully with robots, but who's smarter is Chick-fil-A. You go to Chick-fil-A, and they got little robots coming to your table to deliver your food. Folks, this is about getting rid of people. But you notice all these photos. You see people in the digital kitchen? No. Because no one wants to use them. You drive by a regular Whataburger 24 hours a day, there's a line of cars around, and it's full of people. You barely get a seat. But a digital kitchen, I drive by this one and other ones. I'm like, oh, I see a car today. Oh, I see somebody at the kiosk. And then I pull over and it says, kiosk broken. Order on your app. And the person sits there. Lady's like, yeah, I've been waiting. I pulled over there. Actually, yesterday I talked to a lady that was there. She goes, I've been waiting 20 minutes for this. I'm just going to drive to the one, you know, 5 miles away. She'd been waiting 20 minutes out there standing there in the heat at a kiosk at a building with black windows on it to get a burger out of a hole in the wall. You want humans to do it because you're pro-human. We choose our environment. We choose the world we want to be in. They're trying to make us obsolete. I didn't mean to go off in a jag about that, but it's a big deal. Now, I mentioned earlier Trump saying Biden can fall off a stage, doesn't know his name, but then they claim Trump has cognitive issues. At 78, Trump is amazing. He's got more energy than I had at 20. I mean, Trump's not perfect, but my God, the man is a... We try to get him to stop it. When the show trial was going in New York, he would leave at 5 o'clock, go to a rally, fly back at 2 a.m., sleep 3 hours, get up in the morning, go back to court, and do it again and again and again. That is superhuman type behavior. And we're like, sir, just rest, sir, just rest. But he just gets off on it. But here's Trump.
But the FBI crime statistics Biden is pushing are fake. They're fake, just like everything else in this administration. Now he's even saying that all his mishaps were fake. They say the fake news covered him in a fake manner. That's a lot of fake news. That's a lot of fake news back there. All we want them to do is be honest. Because they're all going out of business. Nobody believes them anymore. And it didn't help when they went along with the Biden scam. What is he called? What is he called? You know what he calls it? So they get him in about 9 different positions. I mean, even normal positions, although I assume he's been in some very bad ones. But they get him in all these horrible, compromising posts. And then they say he wasn't, it really wasn't that way. It was so. Then everybody sends in, they all have cameras. See, every one of you has a camera. If I blow it up here, though, they take a perfect, brilliant, beautiful statement that I make. I go for 2 hours without teleprompters. And if I say one word slightly out, they say, he's cognitively impaired. Whereas Biden can run into walls. He can fall off the stage. He can fall up the stairs. He falls up. He can turn around, listen to this, from 20,000 feet of paratroopers landing right in front of him. Everybody, all the foreign leaders, they're watching. And he turns around to look at a tree. Right? No. And then they say it was fake. He was fine. And then the press goes along with it. They go along with it. They say, isn't it terrible the way they cover him? No, no, he's terrible. The worst president in history by far. And we have to get him out or this country is not going to survive another year.
The corporate media was already a shadow of its former self until Biden stole the election 4 years ago. But the corporate media's total commitment, because they're paid off, to gaslight us and promote all these lies has destroyed them. They've gone from being worthless to being a negative as if they're toxic waste. They are garbage, and they know they're garbage. And that's why now more and more you see them trying to backpedal too little, too late. And they thought all the censorship of their competition would protect them as if the Streisand effect didn't matter. And I tell people about the Streisand effect all the time. They don't know what it is. I'm sure our audience does, but the Streisand effect, I guess 15 years ago, whenever it was, pull it up. Barbara Streisand has this huge, you know, 20-bedroom mansion on the beach in California. She doesn't want people knowing she's super rich and got this. A local newspaper just writes an article about her expanding her mansion. She gets mad at the lady, attacks her, threatens her, and then it gets in the news and makes it even bigger. And now there's lines of cars outside to see the house she doesn't want you to look at. It's called the Streisand effect. Guys, type in Streisand effect. Wikipedia has a picture of her oceanfront mansion, which she shouldn't have built because it's supposedly going to be underwater. Yeah, there it is. So there's the Streisand effect. And that's what this is. And as long as they can't convince us to give up, as long as they can't convince us that they've beaten us and we keep fighting, we're promoting truth and justice and liberty and security and prosperity and common sense and logic and God and self-defense and family. So we just have to hold the line, not give up, and they're going to lose. They just keep going, hey, give up. Nope, not going to give up. Got the famous meme of, it's not as famous as the Alex Jones tip jar or the gay frogs, but it's almost as famous. And it shows a little leftist goblin creature saying to Alex Jones, give up. And I say, no. They even had Atlantic Monthly, literal CIA Epstein Island publication. That's the pedo group, literally. That is a pedo cult, Atlantic Monthly. Look into it. And the owner of it, Steve Jobs' wife, that's the most frequent visitor to Epstein pedo island. And they said, Alex Jones lost everything and still won. I lost nothing. Nothing. Oh, 127-acre farm in the middle of nowhere in case the world melted down. Never even had time to go there. Meant nothing to me. In fact, it was an honor to sell my house 2.5 years ago when InfoWars needed the money. and put all of it into this place. You think I bought a $2 million house because I wanted a big fancy house? I couldn't stand the repair bills, the upkeep, but it was a good deal. I sold it for $7 million in 3 years. Good business decision. I bought it at a key point in the market and sold it at the literal top. Because I had Elon Musk realtor, who's a listener, I'm not saying his name, he's a top realtor in Austin. He said, you know, I love you so much, Alex, I could buy this right now, but I want you to get it. I think it'll double in price in a couple of years. I said, you know what, Gary, you're right. I'm going to buy that. And then I turned around and made a $4 million profit plus and pumped it right into InfoWars. And if you remember when they had me in those fake trials, they'd say, you got 9 million in Bitcoin. You kept it. And I said, well, I could have, but no, I put it all in InfoWars. We got you in perjury. You're going to jail. They do the auditing. The federal court does. All true. What'd you sell the $7 million house? What'd you do with the money? Put it in InfoWars. And of course, it was true. It'd be okay if I kept that, but it was a pleasure. I'm sitting there with a couple million dollars in the bank. It's backup emergency 5 years ago. And I say, I don't want to just sit here and get, you know, 1% interest on this as an emergency backup. I'm going to buy real estate. So I bought a piece of real estate. It more than doubled in profit and I pumped it in. See, it was a pleasure. A pleasure. I'm willing to die for the truth. You think people taking a farm from me? You think me selling my house and putting it into this operation was a negative? I loved doing it because I'm fully in the fight. Now, that said, my back's against the wall now. I'm out of money. I need your support right now with our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, their incredible products, and InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time of support. Now's the time of victory. Dem.com has confirmed he's coming on right after this short break. We're going to talk about World War III and how we stop it. Follow me at X at Real Alex Jones. Real Alex Jones, the Cordis of Liberty.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.